I was really impressed with it because it really is a fairly professional grade battery powered saw, and it really fits a niche for us. Not only is it a great saw for you, I mean, as far as weight, how do...
It's entirely doable. We should turn the camera around so they can see the flock that just moved in on us.
Okay, here we go. I've got turkeys and some chickens. The chickens are minding their own business for the most part, but the turkeys are curious critters. So, anyhow.
Ready life into the country.
Hi, my name is Lisa Meisner.
And I'm Nick, her husband.
Welcome back to the Ready Life podcast, where you'll learn how to become independent for your basic necessities like water, heat, food, and the power that most of us depend on. Today, we are going to be talking about chainsaws.
But not just any chainsaw.
My chainsaw. My chainsaw is special.
That's right. That's right. You know, for many years, we've had chainsaws. In fact, this old beast has been my old standby. This still 044, you can't even get it anymore. But this thing is back from the mid-90s, circa mid-90s, and it just keeps going and going, and it has cut untold cords of firewood for us. But it's a bit of a beast.
It's too much for
Yeah.
me. He has to handle that one.
And after cutting all day with that one, I've got a sore back. But
Yes.
it can plumb go through the firewood. I mean, when you've got some good-sized logs, you can just plow through it so fast, which is nice.
Yes.
But on those days where I'm not feeling like that beast is the right one, then we've got this MS-260, which is a newer saw, and it's lighter weight, not as powerful, still has a 20-inch bar like our 044, and it's a good saw too, kind of an intermediate saw, but most folks could be served just fine with the, you might say, prosumer counterpart of this, which is the Farm Boss. And it's kind of a halfway between a consumer grade, which I don't recommend, and the pro grade. So it's not as expensive. It's going to be a little heavier and, you know, may not be quite as durable, but still is a good saw. But this one is a pro grade. So we
But
use our saws a
still,
lot.
it's not my saw.
Yeah, it's still a little on the heavy-ish side. We wanted to get you one that was lightweight, easy to use, easy to manipulate, something that you could use, you know, comfortably and be happy using it. So we were going to get you one of those get little bitty
Small
gas,
gas ones.
yeah, that the tree surgeons use when they're climbing up a tree and they've got a saw hanging down below them by a rope. We were going to get one of those, but I'd been keeping my eye on the battery-powered saw market. And back when we were shopping for your saw several years ago, I had not been really happy with the options that were out there. They just struck me as being kind of consumer grade, you know, like something you'd pick up at Home Depot or something like that. And I just wasn't really happy with it. We like to get quality stuff that's going to last a long time and do really well. And then still came out with
My saw.
this little thing. And this has been a really cool little saw. It's the MSA 220C. We got this several years ago. I like to use stuff whenever possible before we review it, use it for a little while. So we got this several years ago. I don't remember how many years ago. What was it? 4 maybe years ago?
Maybe
Something like that.
something like that
Anyway,
too.
they're still making the MSA 220, except it's the 220CB now. And I think it might be a little bit lighter. And the battery pack on it, I think, is supposed to last a little longer, something like that. But it's been a good saw. How do you like it?
I love this little saw. I can easily, it's still got some weight to it because the battery pack, but really, overall, the saw is very, very workable and usable. And yeah, it's easy for me to, you know, if I got to go out and take care of a tree or something, it's really great.
Right. So it's got a little, you can have either a 14 or a 16 inch bar on it, but I think stock is 14 inch. They say that it works better with a 14 inch. And yeah, here's the battery pack. And the batteries, as is the case with a lot of cordless tools these days, the battery costs almost as, the battery and the charger costs almost as much as the saw. And so by the time you get into the saw and the battery and the charger, boy, I haven't checked what the newest one is, but this particular one, I think we paid, what, $6 or $7 for all things combined.
Yeah,
the
I don't
saw
remember.
And the battery and the charger. It's probably a little more now, but it's been a really good rig for the years that we've had it. We just have one battery. We wanted to get a spare, mm-hmm. but they're kind of spendy and we don't use it a lot. And so we figured, well, we'll just use it until the battery runs out and then charge it up and, you know, take a little break or something.
Yeah. A couple of the things I really, really like about this saw, besides being more lighter weight and battery powered or, you know, another benefit that we discovered after we got it was that because it's not gas powered, it's battery powered, this was a great saw to just put in the back of our car, especially since we live on 3 miles of Forest Service road, get a bit of a windstorm come through here or a nice heavy snowstorm, which happens. And you're out trying to get back in. I have hiked into my home before because a large tree was down across the road and I couldn't get in. So this way, this chainsaw, its home is in the back of our car and it just right. stays there all the time now.
And you don't have any
gas
fumes.
It doesn't stink the car up or anything like that. So that has been a huge advantage that we've, you know, sort of by accident stumbled upon after we got it.
That's right. And the other thing, another thing that we really like, aside from it being lightweight and easily mm-hmm. maneuverable for you, was that it's powered by an alternative fuel source to gas. Our other saws are gas saws. And yes, I like them better for large scale cutting, but I also like to have redundancy and options. And since we have an off-grid solar system and we power our home with that, we can easily charge this up. And if we couldn't get any fuel, we could still have a chainsaw that is totally operational and we could cut our winter supply with it if we needed mm-hmm. to. And so that was another draw for us, was to have an alternative option, because I don't know about y'all, but we do have a crosscut saw hanging up over there, but I want to make the chainsaw work as long as possible. I'd rather avoid the crosscut saw if we can.
Uh-huh.
So with this thing, the only thing you have to put in it is bar oil right there just to lubricate the bar. And so no fuel cap, no fuel container on it. And yeah, it's a nice little thing. So
I also, another thing I like about this is it's not as loud as the regular chainsaw.
Shall I?
Yeah, I don't even have ear protection on because it's really not that loud compared to a regular chainsaw where you're just like,
Right. Yeah, that's nice too. So anyhow, shall we cut with it a little bit?
Yeah, let's do some cutting. Show them how this thing works.
Okay, so to check your fuel level, push the button. So you can see this one is half full. So we don't have to add any gas. Charge it up. So we're good for now. I will say we have found that this thing, this battery, will last roughly a similar amount of time as a comparably sized gas saw would last on a tank of fuel. So it's pretty impressive. We've been impressed at how well it holds out when you're cutting. You can go a good little ways with it. But I do need to add some bar oil. So it just comes off like so. The one thing that I don't like about this saw is it can be a little bit tricky getting that cap on, but you get the hang of it and it works. So, shall we take it for a spin?
Take it for a spin.
Okay. So one thing you'll notice with this saw is that it doesn't have the power of a gas saw, so you can't push it through. You know, with a gas saw, if your chain is starting to get a little on the dull side, you can kind of give it a little bit of force rather than letting it cut its way through. You do that with this and it's going to stop on you. So you kind of have to be a little bit more patient with it, but it'll get through it. And our chain isn't super sharp right now, probably should sharpen it up. So this will give you an idea of what it's like under suboptimal conditions. You know, we've cut some trees off the road and stuff like that with it. But anyhow, here you go. Not too bad. And of course, it's really important to have a sharp chain on it. So like I said, I should probably sharpen ours up, but it's just kind of our backup, you know, throw in the car saw and whenever Lisa wants to cut something. And all in all, we're happy with it. Would I want it as my primary saw? Probably not, but it's a great alternative fuel saw for, you know, being able to charge it up with our solar system and especially a car saw. I think that's where it fits perfectly, is throwing it in the back of the car for those times when you got trees down over the road. So anyhow, am I abandoning gas saws? No way. But it's a great option. So we wanted to show it to y'all. And any closing thoughts that you had about your beautiful little saw?
I like it. It works for me.
Anyhow, well, y'all have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
That's right. Thanks.
Bye.